And it's good to be here with you again tonight, and in the leaving for the preaching of the gospel. We're glad that we're able to be here, and we're glad that you're able to be here too. And we're going to read the word of God together in the gospel of according to John. So John's gospel, and we'll be reading in verse 10, in chapter 10. Now we've been singing tonight of the grandest theme, the greatest story ever told. And I remember when I was quite young seeing a film, and that film was entitled The Greatest Story Ever Told. And it had nothing to do with the Bible at all. It was to do with how the West was won. And you know, it sounded like a good story. But you know, when you come to the gospel, when you come to the story of the Lord Jesus Christ, when you come to the knowledge that he is the Saviour of the world and willing to save you, then you know that story takes precedence over every other story. Every other account, every other thing, this particular story of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now we're going to read from verse 7 of chapter 10. Then Jesus said unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep, or the door for the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come, that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Another sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. And they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Verse 25. Then Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Now may God bless to us tonight the reading of his precious holy word. Now, tonight we're here to preach the gospel. We're here to tell you and to take from the word of God the story of the gospel, the account of the gospel. Now, the gospel is in the scriptures and is shown in the scriptures in many, many ways. But on this occasion, the Lord Jesus Christ speaks himself, about himself. Now, there are occasions in the scriptures when the Lord Jesus takes up other subjects and he speaks about the gospel. And there are other occasions when other people tell us in other ways about the gospel. But on this particular occasion, the Lord Jesus speaks about himself. Now, it's wonderful to hear the Lord Jesus speaking about himself. You know, if you hear folks in this world speaking about themselves, sometimes it gets a bit boring, doesn't it? I don't know if you've ever been somewhere and you know, you get somebody and they just keep talking about themselves, and you get in a corner and you can't get away, and they just keep going on and on and on, and it gets a bit wearing after a while. Isn't that right? Now, you would be the same if I got you cornered and I was to tell you my life story. I think you would get worn after a wee while. But the point of the matter is this. Tonight we've read the scriptures and we've read the very words of the Lord Jesus Christ about himself. And certainly, I don't know about you, but certainly in my own mind, I don't get bored with these words. I don't get overcome with a desire to turn off from these words. These are the very words of life coming from the mouth of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Beautiful words of Jesus, the hymn writer says, spoken so long ago. And these are words which are eternal. Here's what the scripture says, that the word of God never fades away. Heaven and earth shall disappear. And that's a statement in itself, isn't it? Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not, or shall never, pass away. These are wonderful things about the Lord Jesus Christ. The whole of the book of Scripture are the words of God and shall not pass away. Now you notice what that little verse said, of course, heaven and earth shall pass away. And sometimes, you know, folks, in this world, we are depending on the things of this world to get us through. And it's right that we sometimes have to depend on the things of this world in a daily sense to get us past. We all need the things that we require on a daily basis to get us along and to get us through our lives. But we can't depend on the things of this world for our eternal life, for our spiritual life. The things of this world are foreign to eternal life. And we need to depend on the things of God. We need to depend on the word of God for our eternal salvation. And so the Lord Jesus is speaking to the people again. He's already spoken to them in the early part of chapter 10. And he says to them there, I say to you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up another way, the same as a thief and a robber. So he's speaking about the sheepfold, and he's speaking about the requirement to be inside the sheepfold. And then he speaks in verse 7. And he says, verily I say unto you. And he speaks to them again. Now you know, I wonder if it's the case today that the men and women and the people of this world, and more than that, maybe the folks who are in the hall tonight, require to be spoken to more than once by the word of God. Now I remember when I was in the house, when I was a wee boy, it's a wee while ago now, it's getting further away all the time. And my parents are not here anymore. They're going to be with the Lord. But I can remember, it was my mother used to, my father wasn't a great man for being very dogmatic, you know, but my mother was good. She took her place as far as that was concerned. She was good at being dogmatic. And she would say, I'll say it once. Don't have me saying it again. And sometimes, of course, you had to say it again, but usually that was followed up with a wee bit of justice. Behind that, on the top of your leg somewhere. And she was good at that as well. But the fact of the matter is this. Here in the word of God, the Lord Jesus has already spoken. And he speaks again. I wonder if I can just say to something tonight. Maybe there's a time been in your life and your experience where God has spoken to you. And now he's going to speak again. Maybe there's a time when you just cast it to one side and you haven't listened to what God has to say to you. And you would just be like the folks there and you would just be like the rest of us, because I could recall very clearly it was one thing for my mother not to speak a second time, but I'm awful glad that the God of heaven spoke to me more than once, or I would never have been in heaven. Because God spoke once and he spoke again and he spoke again, and he continued to speak until David Henderson found the Lord Jesus Christ as his Saviour. Is that no marvellous that the Lord Jesus Christ and the Spirit of God and the God of heaven continues to speak to us in this very day and age in which we live. Not just in the days gone by, you know. Don't think that God has stopped speaking to men and women. God is still speaking to men and women today. God is still speaking to our hearts in this day and generation in which we live. And the Lord Jesus Christ speaks again. I like to notice these little things from the Word of God. And he says this, "And Jesus said unto them," again, again, the calling of the Lord Jesus Christ. You hear the words of the Lord Jesus, do you? "Come unto me, all ye that weary and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." That's marvellous, isn't it? That's marvellous. These are sweet words, aren't they, from the Word of God? And it doesn't really matter whether you're outside of Christ and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour. He's calling to you to come. And he's calling and he's wanting to give you rest from your labours. He's wanting to give you rest from your sin. But here the Lord Jesus Christ says this. He says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you," or "truly, truly, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep." Or, "I am the door for the sheep," as the margin puts it. That makes it a little bit easier for us in our English to understand it. "I am the door for the sheep." And I want you to take a little tip in your mind. I don't know if you've ever been up to the hills in Scotland, but most of us probably have seen, either by our own eyes or in picture form or whatever, a sheepfold. Now, I can remember as a boy going through a sheepfold with my father. My father was a shepherd, you see. And I remember going to the sheepfold, and he sent us off, my brother and I, "Go and find the door. Go and find the door." Now, in a spiritual sense, that was a good thing for your father to ask you to do. Find the door to the sheep. And off we went, and it was just wee boys at the time. It seemed to be quite a long walk away around this stone wall, in a big circle. Now, of course, he had been wise here. He's back to the door, and he sent us off this direction. If he had turned and sent us that direction, we'd have found the door off all quick, and we'd been under his feet again. But what he did, he sent us off to find this door, and the long way round. And we went round about the sheepfold, and eventually we found the space in the sheepfold for the sheep to get in and out. The door. And that's what the Lord Jesus Christ is saying here. "I am the entry point to the sheepfold. I am the entry point." Now, when you came in tonight, you came in through the door at the front of the building, and you walked through here into the building. If there hadn't been a door there, it seems very simple this, but it's profound stuff, you know. If there hadn't been a door there, then you wouldn't be here. Isn't that right? You couldn't have got in unless you're good at climbing in windows or something of the kind. They're quite high, and I think I might have struggled. You need to have put a wee drop of Vaseline on the window to get me through, I think, these windows here. But the fact of the matter is this, we wouldn't be in here tonight if it hadn't been for the door. And that is absolutely a fact of life, isn't it? And the Lord Jesus Christ puts himself in that very position as far as our eternal salvation is concerned. He puts himself in that position and says this, "If you want eternal salvation, you've got to go through the door." And he says, "I am the door." Now that's very, very simple, isn't it? I wonder if I can ask you a wee question tonight. Everyone of us here tonight, has there been a point in your life where you've gone through the door into eternal salvation? You see, eternal salvation, there's a sense in which eternal salvation is in front of us. And there's a day coming when the Lord Jesus will come out of heaven, and he'll take his own people out of this world, and he'll transport them into heaven. And the twinkling of an eye, says the scripture, will all be changed, and we'll be with the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's eternal salvation in a sense. You know, we don't have to wait. We don't have to wait, because right here and now, right at this very moment in time, each one of us can have eternal salvation by going through the door. Now, just in the same sense, that if you and I had come to the door of the hall tonight, and the door had been barred, it might well have been the case that a door was there, but the door was locked and we couldn't get in. And you notice what the Lord Jesus Christ says, these beautiful words. "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved." Now, there's never an idea as far as salvation is concerned, as far as our time on earth is concerned, there's never the occasion that the Lord Jesus is barring the door for our entry into salvation. Isn't that wonderful now? Now, I'm really glad of that tonight, that the Lord Jesus Christ is not stopping us from getting into heaven. He says, I am the door. Now, I could recall the door to the sheepfold when I was a boy, you know, and there wasn't anything there. It was a space. There wasn't a door like the doors here. It was just a space. And that's the idea behind it, you see. That there's no barrier to our being, to getting salvation, that is put up by the Lord Jesus himself. He will never be a barrier to your salvation. Is that no wonderful? But you see, that's not to say there aren't any barriers to our salvation, because the chances are, and it's likely, that the biggest barrier to our salvation is ourself. That's the barrier to our salvation tonight. That's the barrier that keeps us out of heaven. It's not the Lord Jesus that keeps us out of heaven in this day and age. It's ourselves. It's our sin. And we don't want to give it up, you see. You ever come across that point in life where maybe God has been speaking to you through his word and he says, now you'll need to think about this sin of yours. And you'll need to give up your sin. And you'll need to repent of your sin. And that's what salvation's all about, you see. It's repentance towards God for our sin. Says the scripture, we're born in sin and we're shapen in iniquity. That's our makeup. That's inside of us. That's something that we can't do anything about when we're born, because we're just born like that. Even since Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden, every man, woman and child has been brought into this world in sin. And we, tonight, want to tell you that it's likely that your sin is a barrier to you getting into God's salvation. And the Lord Jesus says this, how very simple and how very profound and how very beautiful. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And just like the point at which you decided to walk through the door, that moment you were outside and you stepped in the door and you were inside. Now that's not to say, now I've seen people saying now, and they draw a line on the ground and they'll say, if you want to get saved, step over the line and you'll be saved. Now, you've got to be careful of that now, because stepping over a line doesn't make you saved. But trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, going in by the door, and that exertion of your own desire to be saved, and that acceptance of God's provision for you, and that giving up and repentance of sin towards God, is what salvation is all about. And tonight, the Lord Jesus says this, it's as up to date, as some people have put it in the past, it's as up to date as tomorrow's newspaper. This information here today is the same for you today as it was in the day when the Lord Jesus Christ spoke these lovely words. I am the door, by me if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Now you'll notice, of course, that in the very middle of that little verse, there is a little word. And it's the word if. If. Because you could, you know, I could see a scenario, and I know a young man, you know, and he comes oftentimes to the door of a gospel hall. Oftentimes. And he'll drive up to the door with his car, and he can't enter in. And he would love to be able just to come in, but there's a barrier there that prevents him, and it's in his own heart, and he will not enter in to the door of the gospel hall. Now that's bad and bad enough. But maybe that tonight there are folks who could come to the door of that hall and not step in, But maybe tonight there are folks who have come to the Lord Jesus Christ and they see the open door. And they see that open invitation just to step in and just to accept the Lord Jesus Christ at his word. I am the door. By me if any man enter in. And these lovely words, he shall be saved. Now, is that not fantastic? Is that not absolutely wonderful? He shall be saved. Oh, could you rest your life upon that? Could you rest on that for eternal salvation tonight? Beautiful words of Jesus. Now the Bible tells us this, that God cannot lie. And so the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, God the Son, the eternal Son of the eternal God, whatever way you like to put it, he is God. He is the Godhead, our Lord Jesus Christ. And he makes a statement here. And he makes a statement that's true. Not only that, he makes a statement that's truth. Says the scripture, thy word is truth, not just true. Now I could tell you something. I could tell you that I'm 52. And that would be true. But it doesn't make it the truth of God. What the Lord Jesus Christ says not only is true, but it's the truth of God from heaven. Now that's a difference, isn't it? And the Lord Jesus Christ cannot lie. Now, you'd have to go and check out my birth certificate to find out if I was telling you the truth or not. Because that might be, as some people have done in the past, you know, inclined to say to you, well, maybe I can get away with telling them I'm 52 when I'm 55. Maybe they would never notice. You see, that's not the Lord Jesus Christ. He's not out to try and trick us into this. He's not out to try and prevent us from knowing the truth. And here's what the Lord Jesus Christ says this. How simple and how wonderful. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Marvelous. Absolutely beautiful. Absolutely wonderful. But he doesn't finish there. And here's what he says, I shall go in and out and find pasture. Now, I don't know what it is that your soul is hungering after. Now, I know about souls that hunger after things. My daily life, I'm involved with young people, and the most young men. And they tell me every day, and they will recount it to one another, what it is their souls are desiring after. And tomorrow morning when I go to my work, then there'll be a class of young men there. And they'll be telling each other all of the things that they did over the weekend. And it's not hard to find out what their souls are hungering after. Because they tell you about them. I can ask you a wee question. What is it that your soul is hungering after? Because you see, the sheep of the pasture of the Lord Jesus Christ are hungering after him. And they're thirsting after him. And he supplies their need. If you go back to the very simple psalm that we all know, Psalm 23, it tells us there that he makes his sheep to lie down in green pastures. And by the still waters. And he supplies their need daily. And here in this particular verse here, he says this, and they shall go in and out and find pasture. Do you notice there's no barriers put up? Ah, but you see, some people tell you the Christian life is full of barriers. And some people tell you that you can't do this, you see. You don't want to become a Christian because you can't do this and you can't do that and you can't do the next thing. Now, there's no mention of that here. There's no mention of can'ts in here, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Now, I might have I might have said, or we could have read something like, they just go in and out. So we've got every freedom. And that's lovely, isn't it? There's lovely freedom there. You see, people who are feeding and desiring the Lord Jesus Christ, then it's not a case of you're not allowed to do these kind of things, this, that, or the next thing when you become a Christian. But it's when we're searching and looking for the things of God, we don't want to do these things. And so it's not a case of them not being freedom. There's absolute freedom here, and they shall go in and out. They shall go in and out. And they'll find pasture. You know, the Bible tells us of a story in the Old Testament about a young man called Mephibosheth. And Mephibosheth was a son of Paul, of Saul, the king, in the Old Testament. Book of Samuel, so on. In Book of Kings, Samuel, 1st and 2nd Samuel, so on. And Saul, the household of Saul was uprooted. And Mephibosheth was just a child in arms. And the army was coming to devour them. And they ran. The woman that was looking after him, his nurse, ran. And he fell. And he dislocated both his hips. And she picked him up and they ran and saved his life. And they took him to a land. And it tells us in the scripture that it was a land of no pasture. A land of no pasture. Can I tell you tonight that this world in which we live, if we seek for the things that are in this world, it's a land of no pasture. There's nothing that can really fill us. And what the idea of a land of no pasture is this, that these animals who ate of the pasture in these days, they searched and they searched and they searched and they were never satisfied. But you notice what the Lord Jesus says, and you notice what the psalmist said. The psalmist said, and they lay down in green pastures. Now you'll never get a sheep to lie down until it's full. And they lay down in green pastures. Satisfaction. And they shall go in and out and find pasture. Can I tell you that the only person who can satisfy you in this life in which you live down here is the Lord Jesus Christ. And we'll find pasture. And so here we are, the Lord Jesus is offering something tonight. He's offering a marvellous thing. He's offering an opening, an open way into the fold of God to become one of his sheep. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in. Now you'll see, notice he says, there's no other way. By me, if any man enter in. Simple, isn't it? I remember when I was quite young, there used to be a slogan, and it was just a hand with a finger pointing up that way, and it had written down below it, one way. One way to the Lord Jesus Christ. Here it is. One way. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Remember the little word if, and that brings it down to you, if you will. It's your name that can go in there. My name can go in there. If we shall be saved. And we'll go in and out and find pasture. Now, time's fully gone. I want you to draw your attention to one other little thing. Verse 27. You might say to yourself, well, how am I ever going to know? How am I ever going to know that I'm a Christian? How am I ever going to know that I'm saved? And it's three little things. And verse 27 will seal it for you tonight. And here's what it says. My sheep hear my voice. I wonder tonight, maybe there's someone here in the meeting. And God is speaking. My sheep hear my voice. And I know them. Here's what the scripture says. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. The Lord knoweth them that are his. and they follow thee. They follow thee. Three little things now. Remember them? My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Wonder if I ask you a wee question tonight. Do you hear the voice of the Lord Jesus calling? Is your name known in heaven? Remember the scripture, remember the words of the Lord Jesus. Remember the scripture in the book of Revelation that's mentioned on more than one occasion about the book of life. Marvel not that the spirits are subject unto thee, but that your names are written in heaven. I know them. Is your name written in heaven? Whosoever's name was not found written, says the book of the Revelation, whosoever's name was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. And they follow thee. Now that's something there for us all tonight. The Lord Jesus Christ, the only thing he really wants from us is this, that we follow him. He'll never take us on a pathway that's unsuitable. He'll never take us up a blind alley. Oh, remember the psalmist in Psalm 23 again says, the valley of the shadow of death. And you might be frightened of all these things that are coming. My rod and my staff, they comfort. They're comforting, the rod and the staff of the Lord in these situations. They follow me. As simple, isn't it, tonight? I tried to make it, and by the help of God, there's no in my power at all. But by the help of God tonight, very simply, says the Lord Jesus Christ, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Shall we pray? Our God and our Father, we thank thee for thy goodness and kindness to us this day. We thank thee for allowing us, by thy grace and thy mercy, once again to hear the gospel message. We thank thee for what we've read from thy word. We thank thee for the marvellous truth of it. We thank thee for that something that we can depend upon, something we can rest upon, not just for the years of time alone, but for eternity. And so we seek thy help and thy blessing upon each and every one of us that's gathered together tonight. And our Father, as thou dost speak to our hearts, we pray, our Father, that each one of us may understand our need of God's salvation and come to a saving knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ and pass through the door, the way that's opened, through our Lord Jesus Christ into God's salvation. So we seek thy help and thy blessing upon us all in the Saviour's name. Amen. Our time's fully gone, so we won't say anything. Thanks very much for coming tonight, and if we can be any further help to you, we pray that God will help us just to do that for you. Thanks very much.